It's time for another visit with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, as the name of your clinic implies, you do a lot of work with back pain and issues related to the spine. One of those conditions is spinal stenosis. What is that?
Sure, Scott. Spinal stenosis, by definition, is going to be any narrowing of the open spaces in the spinal column or the vertebra. And what that can include is the canal itself where your, you know, the cord sits, or some of the small holes on either side of the spine where the nerve roots come out of. And so essentially, stenosis just means narrowing of those holes. Okay. Typically, it's going to affect folks over the age of 50. So over the age of 50, there's some form of arthritis, or, you know, things are starting to change. So it's going to be a condition that typically affects folks over the age of 50. It can occur in the neck or the low back. And some of the symptoms related to, let's say, neck stenosis or cervical stenosis might be numbness or weakness, tingling in the legs, the feet, and so forth, which can get kind of dangerous. Also, you can have just diffuse neck problems or neck pain, just kind of generalized nonspecific neck pain. And in the low back, it can potentially compress nerves in the lumbar area, which could result in cramping in your legs. Maybe when you stand for long periods of time or when you're walking, you can have some discomfort. But with stenosis in the lumbar spine, a lot of times patients will tell me they feel better when they're sitting. So I think that flexed posture might make them feel a little bit better when they're sitting. When you go to a physician or a doctor's office, some things that they might do to determine if you have spinal stenosis, some different types of tests and how they diagnose this, they're likely going to just shoot an x-ray initially. I mean, that's kind of the gold standard for any type of low back pain. We're going to shoot an x-ray to determine what might be going on. And from there, we might get some detailed imaging such as MRI or CT. MRI is typically going to be the choice of diagnostic imaging as opposed to x-ray, and it's going to let us know what's going on with the discs and the ligaments and so forth. But that's typically going to be the gold standard. Now, the cause of stenosis, Scott, is, you know, I talked about narrowing, and so a lot of you may be wondering, well, what causes it to narrow, or, you know, just with age, but sometimes it can be overgrowth of the bone. And I've spoken to, you know, with arthritis and changes with when we get a little bit older, spaces, you know, bone starts to change. It, you know, we might develop spurs, holes start to close down. Sadly, you can develop herniated discs. And we've spoken about this in the past where the disc can bulge or herniate and actually occlude or make, you know, impede the hole where the structure comes out as well. Also, you can have thickened ligaments. You know, over time, ligaments start to have a tendency to thicken a little bit and cause some narrowing. In very rare instances, but very serious cases, you can have tumors on the spine. Obviously, that's going to cause some narrowing. And with you know, significant spinal injuries, whether it's a car accident or major trauma, it can cause some dislocations, fractures, some nasty stuff that can help that can lead to spinal stenosis as well.
You used the term numbness and weakness. So are we not talking pain so much?
Well, I mean, you know, you're going to experience, you know, pain in the area. You might experience pain in the arm, but in more progressive type cases, you're going to actually have numbness, tingling, shooting pain down into a leg, like something's compressed. We talked about, you know, like sciatica in the past. So if something's irritating a nerve, okay, you're likely going to, or you potentially could feel that in another part of your body. So for your low back, a lumbar stenosis issue or a disc issue could result in lower leg pain. Neck could result in an arm or leg pain as well. So yes, you will have some pain and discomfort, but, you know, more, you know, it's likely in more progressive type cases that you're going to have some radicular or radiating pain into another location. Treatments for spinal stenosis. Okay. First line of, you know, spinal stenosis treatment with a lot of physicians is going to likely be some type of anti-inflammatory, some type of medication management, maybe some type of muscle relaxant. In some cases, opioids or pain medications are also going to be used as well. You know, with our clinic, we're not going to be dealing with those types of medications. And if it's indicated and we feel like it's going to help, therapy, physical therapy is going to be a big, 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 you know, frontline defense for spinal stenosis. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to build up your strength and endurance. We're going to also focus on flexibility throughout your spine, improving your balance and biomechanic. But mostly we're just going to focus on, improving some of that trunk or core stability throughout the low back or the neck. In other cases, we've talked about steroid injections. Those could be a reasonable option. And then in rare cases, it always ends up, the last case we want it to be is our last option is surgical intervention is is another option for spinal stenosis as well.
So are there other things that people can do on their own to treat this spinal stenosis?
Sure. Great. And that's something we really preach to our folks here is about self-management, activity modification, be accountable for your condition. We all want to know what we can be doing on our own. So, hot and cold, that's an option. I think if in rare cases, they might need a walking assistant device if it's gotten to the point, but we want to maintain mobility. We want to maintain activity and we want to maintain movement. So we always are going to recommend to our patient to get up, move around, stay unloaded, interrupt your sitting, positionally, change and so forth, which might reduce the pain as well.
When it comes to back pain, it's important to get a diagnosis from experienced professionals. Give Dr. Riley and his team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab a call. 918-743-3737.